Hello and welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. I want to help you to do three things. I want to help you to succeed. I want to help you to find your own truth and to believe in yourself. So that's what we do here. I am in China right now, Shenzhen, China, in the airport. We're going to rock this out. We're going to get a lot of valuable information to you. Our website is www.believe.love and YouTube. Our YouTube is youtube.com/believeloveyou. iTunes users, you're listening to us and you can subscribe at believeiTunes.com. Android users, believeAndroid.com. Wow, I'm very excited you're here. We are casting from the airport. You can hear it. I'm in China. It's been a wild week. We have a pretty interesting story we're going to start with, but here's some pictures. Our YouTube viewers can check these out. Me on the Great Wall. I was dead tired, but I went to the Great Wall. I scheduled in a layover in Beijing for one day and did a tour with a pretty cool guy named Andy, like a private tour. And it worked out really well. Went to a few different locations in Beijing. And then headed down to Shenzhen that night. Here's me in Shanghai. This is yesterday, and we got to head over to Shanghai Disney, which actually was pretty cool. I have to say it was pretty cool. The Pirates of the Caribbean ride is different than the one in Orlando, and of course I live in Miami right now, and they have this one called Tron, which is pretty serious. It's kind of like Test Track, but even crazier, and you're kind of like positioned forward. It's a coaster. It's pretty tight. Pretty good. Pretty good stuff. So I'm here in China trying to do what I said I would do, which is to, I was exploring manufacturing. We're going to have an entire episode or a big segment on doing business in China and a lot of things that I've learned, because we have five categories on Believe. As you know, it's money and business, true success, health and wellness, world news, and our universe. And so we help you in those categories, and really it's a community. All you have to do to participate is just share the links, comment. We're getting a ton of views and comments on a Jim Carrey video. I think maybe 25,000 by now, and hundreds of comments. We have another one with 100,000 views, and we have lots of free interviews over at youtube.com/believeloveyou. I can't even type it in. You guys know how to type youtube.com/believeloveyou. So check it out, because it's all free. Hours of content. I'm looking at this article here. China races to make first contact with aliens using world's largest dish. So I lived in Puerto Rico, and this is from Daily Star, but this has been in a lot of I've heard about this elsewhere, but this is really interesting, because I lived in Puerto Rico in 2015, I believe. The 500-meter aperture spherical telescope in China is about twice the size of the U.S. Arecibo. I should know Spanish. I live in Miami and I lived in Puerto Rico. I think I'm saying that right. Arecibo. Somebody correct me in the comments. Ni Hao is what I learned in China here. Ni Hao. I've been singing Ni Hao songs in the airport because I've got four flights today, which is fascinating. Four different flights. Ni Hao is one word that I had to figure out. Here in China, it's a big word. Ni hao, it's hello, baby. Ni hao, baby, ni hao. That's right. U.S., okay, back to the story. The 500-meter, this is a big telescope. It's twice the size of the one in Puerto Rico, the Arecibo Observatory in Puerto Rico. And it's called, no. If I should know this name, can you guys pronounce this? Let's get to this name. Do 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 do. Scrolling. Here we go. Brand new Tiangong 2. Last year, Earth's most populous country became a space exploration powerhouse after it fired its brand new lab, Tiangong 2, into low orbit, joining only the U.S. and Russia. China made the move following numerous dozens of suspected extraterrestrial encounters, including claims that a UFO was seen over the Great Wall of China last week. This is on November 11th, so I didn't see one over there. I was basically over there at that time. Actually, I was exactly over there. I was there. Maybe it was trying to communicate with me. I don't know. I didn't see it. The superpower has now poured billions of pounds, which is the British currency, into space exploration and the world's largest dish to detect alien signals coming from other galaxies. Well, it's my guess that we already have contact. And the president... Can you guys say this name? President Xi Jinping? Because I can't say that. I think I said it right. It's not so complicated. The bold project would enable China to take larger and further steps in space exploration and make new contributions to building up China as a space power. Then he goes on to say in one of his books, perhaps in 10,000 years, the starry sky that humankind gazes upon will remain empty and silent, but perhaps tomorrow we'll wake up and find an alien spaceship the size of the moon parked in orbit. I have a feeling the moon, many people think the moon is a spaceship. Apparently it doesn't rotate. I don't know what's going on, but I do know there is a lot going on, and this to me is more proof of that. But I will tell you, it is interesting here. I asked the tour guide what they think in China about the government and what they think about aliens. Because I've had my own experiences with, which were really interesting, with what I would call things that are not visible, beings or something. And or multiple things. And it's happened multiple times. It's actually been quite interesting. And they're good experiences, actually, good experiences. And a lot of people have had a lot of different experiences. But one thing's for sure, there's a lot more going on than what we see. And the movie Arrival was very interesting. But I asked the tour guide, first, he said they don't really care about the government here. He said that the people just care about having a good life. They like that they can make money. They can do things now. I mean, 30, 40 years ago, they didn't have roads, he said. He said that there really weren't any roads at all. It's completely changed here. So it is interesting. I don't know. Apparently, we may have exported a bit of our materialism. People are in a hurry. They're running around. They're staring at their phones all the time. I'm talking about in the streets, in the cities. And he said they're not really concerned about what's going on. And I will tell you, it's kind of weird. You can't use your mobile phone on airplanes. And you can't access Google, which is interesting. It means you have to go to Yahoo, right? They're probably negotiating with Google. You can different ways. Some people use a VPN. Or if you have T-Mobile in the U.S., they have free international data. So you come over here, you can use your data for free, and you can get on Google and stuff. It's a little slow on your phone, but it's not bad. But the point I'd like to make is that there's definitely a lot going on, and I'm not sure if these countries are just need to put up a front to kind of like pretend they don't know that they're already here and they've been here for a long time, or I don't know what's going on. It's a lot of money. But it's pretty clear that there's a lot going on right now. So I'm not sure what these radio telescopes are doing. It seems like maybe it might be technology that's already outdated and that they're just spending billions of dollars and they already know they're here, but they have to keep doing these things to kind of perpetuate that they don't know if they're here. And they're spending a lot of money. They could solve a lot of problems. I'm not sure why we're hiding technology we know we already have now, but I know that we're doing it. I know it. And I guess the idea, the argument is that people need to become prepared gradually but I think they're already prepared. I mean, I think it's the people at the top that are controlling everything that need to be prepared to not be in control. And the truth of the matter is that governments will become voluntary. Technology will make it so people can go and do whatever they want, wherever they want, even outside of Earth. Unless you believe in the flat Earth theory that there's a dome above us and this is all fake. And until I go out into space and see things as a round circle and everything else, I'm not so sure what's going on. I think that the Earth is round, but what the hell do I know? I do know we get lied to a lot. And or we have things sort of finessed, sort of gradually disclosed, and we lie for a while, and then we say, oh, okay, we were wrong. Sorry. We were wrong. So things seem to change quickly. And this is just another example of that. But the guy, I asked also the tour guide here in China about if what they think about aliens. Does anybody talk about it? And he said some people do. And I asked him about this dish. He didn't know anything about it. And it just strikes me in China, and it's kind of like this a lot of places. People are working really hard running around. They don't even really know why. And it's the same kind of thing that I found myself in 10 years ago. And we all have to pay bills. So sometimes we put ourselves in the position, especially if you have kids and a family, where you don't have a choice to sit and think about free energy and why we have to make money and why the things that are the way they are and all kinds of things, because you're just trying to survive and you don't have time to put yourself in a position to actually make big changes. So I don't think I think they're just kind of going along with it. And it's basically like what I'm gathering from the vibe here. And it's like this many places. As long as people can, quote unquote, get ahead or take care of themselves and their families and eat and sort of succeed or make more money, they're not really worried about the policies of the government and things like that. They're not worried about aliens. They're not worried about what else there could be. They're worried about their immediate survival, which is totally understandable. It is understandable, but there is a lot more out there, and I think it will become apparent as time goes on, and perhaps very quickly, perhaps a lot quicker than 10,000 years, they're saying. I have a feeling things are going to change quite a bit, and they are already. There's a lot of things coming out in terms of government and space and more all the time. And again, the governments, the technology is going to advance so rapidly, and I hope to have a company to help with that. That's actually why I'm here in China. That's where everything is made. And maybe we'll make things in the U.S., by the way. And technology and electronics are going to change, and we're going to work to change them. I'm going to do that. And I mentioned this in an episode a while back, but technology is going to advance so much that governments are going to become voluntary, because you won't be able to control people. They're going to be able to do what they want, where they want. And the only reason why we still have countries and governments to begin with is because technology is hidden, you know. There's already technology that exists to end all poverty and disease. I firmly believe that, from what Nikola Tesla was working on, Dr. Royal Rife, Dr. Hulda Clark, Lakovsky, a lot of people we've talked about, heroes. And I've experienced personally massive changes from Dr. Patrick Flanagan, massive changes. There's a lot of this stuff that is hidden. The Qigong hospitals here in China, I've talked to at least two sets of people who never even heard of Qigong, and they actually are living in China. Qigong, Qigong. You know, so, and maybe I pronounced it incorrectly to them, but they knew about Qi, the wireless charging on the mobile phones, right? If they never heard of Qigong, they treated 200,000 people in a Qigong hospital. So it'll be very interesting, and we're going to get into this a lot more. So moving on to world news, there's been a lot going on since our last episode. And one of the most interesting things is that, you know, there's just a lot of, there's a lot of battling constantly going on between the Republicans, Democrats. It's mainly in the news, you know, and but people subconsciously or subtly or sort of take on these opinions, of course, about based on so many factors, what they think of President Trump, or that they hate Democrats because they're, I mean, even if people say they really don't care, it's in the news so much, you can't help but sort of, to yourself, form an opinion. And I would just like to say that I love both parties. I love the Democrats and Republicans, and I love the people that don't care, and I love the people above all of the parties and the beings influencing all of it. The beings that are trying to maybe energetically influence things, or they're benefiting, or the machines, the AI, even though I decide that actually, there's the real technology is within us. I would love to invent a phone that slaps me and tells me to go outside more and stop looking at the phone. Actually, I have. I've actually gotten out more because we can get lost in constant information and trapped inside the phone. And AI is definitely strange. Elon Musk making more comments about AI gods, that we need to watch out for that, and it could be a bad thing, and I think that there's definitely something to that. And Alex Jones on InfoWars talks about it all the time. And I would agree that we do not need to merge with machines. Some people may choose to do that. That's their choice, but it doesn't mean we all have to, and it doesn't need to mean that, it doesn't mean we have to all be controlled by a central control center of beings or humanity or artificial intelligence, and we all need to be replaced or upgraded sort of against our will. There's definitely a lot of technology like Qigong, like pyramid technology, like the technology of Nikola Tesla and Dr. Royal Rife and Lakovsky that we are not addressing. And so in our company, my company, we're going to work to address that and harmonize things and give people more options, and also to be open to not being so biased towards the left or the right, because most of the technology companies are in California, and I think they feel out of pressure. They have to be biased towards the left, what they think the left is. Because really, to me, and you see this story, Donna Brazile said she feared for her life after Seth Rich was killed. Well, she was a campaign manager of Hillary Clinton, and she's come out recently and said that a lot of things. Basically, that the election was stole from Bernie Sanders, which I had heard in a book. And she said Seth Rich, you know, she was scared because he was the guy that may have provided WikiLeaks with the information about the DNC emails. And then he was killed, and it's an unsolved mystery. He may have been a sort of a assassination, right? And Donna Brazile, this was big news because now you have Hillary Clinton staffers saying that Donna Brazile is buying into Russian propaganda, which is, it just, this whole thing just proves how much nonsense, what nonsense this whole Russian story is. And I think a lot of people know it, but a lot of people don't. They just see it in the news so much, what I would call mainstream news. And mainstream news is really, it's just really, I don't know who's buying it anymore. I don't know who's buying it anymore. I really don't, because it's just completely discrediting itself. And I'm not sure if they even know why. I don't know if they know why that they have the agenda they do. Unless you know the agenda of the board of directors. I mean, a lot of people, why I love Democrats is they want equality and people to be nice, and they want, they don't want to be, they don't want big business to overrun them. Like, I think that's the core of the Democrats. But what they don't understand, and Republicans, of course, they don't understand a lot of things either, is that if you want free health care for everybody, that's good, but there's also technology that already has existed probably for 70, 80 years. Dr. Royal Rife's technology, the Rife machine, which is also being worked on in Canada. There was another guy in the 90s that sort of worked with Rife's technology, and different countries are working on this already. In fact, the UK has is treating brain cancer, I believe, with frequencies, which is the same thing Dr. Royal Rife, who was a USC doctor, University of Southern California doctor, came up with in the 30s. The point is that we can get all charged up about things, but sometimes there's a solution that's above all of it, meaning it actually, like, you could get angry about healthcare or no healthcare for everybody, but the solution could actually be that there's technologies that would make it all, like, that whole debate, it would kind of wipe it all out. And it's like that in many areas. Healthcare is one of them. There's technology that could end all poverty. That's another one. Free energy, that's the technology. So a lot of these debates are good. And I fall into resonating with one side or another, because the most important thing for me is who will release these technologies and who is more likely to not go along with agendas to suppress the technologies. That's the only, and so for me, it was Bernie Sanders, Rand Paul, and Donald Trump. And before that, it was Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich, who is a Democrat. The only thing that matters to me is who is more likely to get the quote-unquote possible truth out, the possible truth out, because there's a lot that's being hidden from us that would solve all these problems and actually make all of these debates meaningless. And so the motivations are good, but actually it may happen to be President Trump who would definitely, and I was at the inauguration in Washington, D.C., and you can watch his inauguration speech. It might pain some of you if you are just disgusted with him. I understand, you know, men have screwed over a lot of people over time. Strong men, they have. They people that are blowhards, they have. I've been a blowhard myself, just like, you know. They have. They've sort of strong-armed people, and but people are pretty tough to deal with. And if we think that industries that control the world are just going to sort of lay down, it's not going to be so easy. It's not going to be so easy. Not going to be so easy. So you definitely have to have a certain kind of personality type to deal with that, to say the least. And in the inauguration speech, while I saw President Bush and Obama scowling, and I had an invite to the inauguration. A lot of people did, but I was there. While they were scowling, President Trump was saying, we want to unlock the secrets of space and healthcare. And basically, some of these things that I'm talking about, I saw him say it. And, I was watching InfoWars, which is a very interesting news program. You know, Alex Jones currently is way into Donald Trump, but he was not for Bush. So he's not just a Republican. I think he's basically to a great degree, he's gained a lot of audience of the Republicans, because now President Trump is a president. And you hear, I'm in an airport in China here, so you hear that in the background. But Alex Jones has definitely gone towards the Republican side. However, I think what he's thinking, he has more of a chance to bring out some of the quote, the truth that's been hidden that could help all of humanity. And he's had to take some pretty tough stances in order to get to be the president and polarize and sort of alienate a lot of people. And then also he's got personality issues just like every single human being does. You know, every single human being, including the people throwing bottles through windows in the name of love trumps hate and all this stuff, you know, we saw in different protests and all kinds of things. So it's not really about Republican or Democrat, but the fact that this Russia thing and the head of Hillary Clinton's campaign has come out, the black lady, and said that, you know, basically there were a lot of issues going on. The election was basically stolen. There was a lot. The hacks were happening from the DNC computers, and I believe she said that she was told not to do anything about it, and just a lot of monkey business. And I think it should definitely kind of hopefully just point out that there's a lot going on all sides. It's, and I don't think there's a big, there are layers to things. There are layers to all the parties and all of us. There are layers of nonsense to all of us, including me. And what we can hopefully do eventually is to cooperate, to get through our layers of nonsense so we can actually release control and empower people and try to understand the differences as much as possible, which is very difficult, even for me. But like we say, love is understanding. So we can try to understand more and more and more and more. And just understanding that I understand perfectly well that there are good Democrats and people that don't like Trump or could be good people, even though I voted for him. And I think that he does have a much greater chance to open things up and find and release technologies that were hidden. And that's the most important thing, because it could literally solve all of these problems. And I think it's impossible to win the election as a Democrat in the United States if you're not taking big money, because you have super delegates that are 1/5, I believe, of the voting bloc that are basically, my understanding is, lobbyists and people that are represent big money. And so they get added to a candidate's total. And so every screen you saw in the election with Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, the superdelegates were added to the vote estimates. So she was blowing them out. They were just automatically added. And so we want to kind of, you know, I talk about these things because I do pay attention. I do pay attention, and it was pretty amazing when this story came out. And another story, a related story, Trump era, Saudi purge signals death of Bush-Clinton globalism. The old guard globalist world order is collapsing, starting with the Clintons. And basically a bunch of princes in Saudi Arabia are suddenly being arrested and killed, basically, or dying in helicopter crashes. One of them was very negative towards Trump. And a lot of people link 9/11. There were some 9/11 papers released, but a lot of people linked Saudi Arabia to 9/11. A lot of people that researched it. I do think there's more to the 9/11 story than we know by far. It just seems very obvious, and it's not just me. It's the engineers and Building 7 and all kinds of things going on. But the fact that randomly all these Saudi Arabian princes are being imprisoned, that some of them are billionaires, is very interesting. It just means that There's something going on. There's something going on. There's something to that. And, you know, President Trump, I think, is part of a progression. And hopefully we can all just put our guns down and our toys away and just release control. And it's very, very tough to release control because I have a strong personality type. But the idea is, like, we're wasting so much money with these security measures and this war and military, and it's, like, never ending. And it's a bunch of nonsense. It's really, I mean, it seems like a bunch of nonsense to me because we live in a fairly safe country in the United States. But I think people are inherently good, and it's just a lot of money and a lot of nonsense and a lot of posturing, and it's all about control. It's all about control. So if we can release some of that control and put our guns down, you know, and not talking about gun control and the government gets to keep the guns, but we get to turn them in, and the only ones that get the guns are the government, I don't think that's good. Like Ice-T said, I'll turn in, what did he say on CNN? I'll turn in my guns when everybody else does, because I don't think that's the answer. Unfortunately, there was another shooting in Texas, a mass shooting, and first thing people call for gun control. And again, the guns and the Second Amendment is for the last defense against tyranny, which is Ice-T, which is a rapper, a black guy, talking about that on CNN. It's not for hunting. And, you know, that's why the Second Amendment is there. It's for the last defense against tyranny. It's not so people can go hunting and everything else. But I think that the harmonization, the process of this is just very, very interesting and pretty wild. I mean, it's a lot of fighting, and it's weird. Isn't it weird? We have this government that's so big, trillions and trillions of dollars a year. Literally, in 1 year, could probably wipe out poverty. With what we spend in the government, a lot on defense and everything else, it could probably wipe out poverty. Although, you know, especially if we get to efficiently run the government. That amount of money is unbelievable. Of course, a lot of the budget is justified, so you're not going to be able to spend all of that money and sort of spread it around and just naturally give it to people and everything's going to run itself in theory, but it's way out of control in terms of a structure that's in control just for the sake of being there. Like, nobody even knows why. I mean, it's so big, it's out of control. And the military, I mean, it's the biggest business in the world, so we need to go around, even President Trump. It's so big that we need to find more people to kill or else we'll have no use for it. It's like the Harlem Globetrotters and the Washington Generals, that the Harlem Globetrotters always have a team to beat every game. So in basketball, they go around, they travel around, and they play a game, and they do, like, stunts during the basketball game. But they always have a team there, but they always win. The Washington Generals will never win, so we need that too. So a lot's happening in the world. We're going to get into it a lot more when I return back from China, but I think it's all very, very interesting. So the final thing I want to get into in this episode is an interesting study, and I'm seeing this on collective evolution here. But the study shows what a ketogenic diet did to mice with systemic metastatic cancer. You see the tumor size in mice before and after treatment. So the tumor size, and you see ketogenic diet combined with oxygen therapy, it eliminates the tumor. What is a ketogenic diet? It's a diet that promotes several different health benefits for the human body, benefits that arise when we put ourselves in starvation mode. And it makes sense. It goes on to say, years ago, humans didn't have access to food every single day. And So the idea is that it has, we have two fuel sources, fat and sugar. And when we have a lot of sugar stored in the body, our body uses that sugar to feed our brain and other organs, providing the energy they need to function. When we run out of sugar, we switch to fat. And this can only happen when we're depleted of glycogen, which is, I guess, sugar, right? So it is in this mode that ketone bodies are produced. Molecules created by the liver from fatty acids during periods of starvation, fasting, low food intake, and intense exercise, and high-fat diets. So today, a ketogenic diet is used to treat cancer, seizure disorders like epilepsy, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, and more. And it is slowly gaining popularity. I heard about it on Joe Rogan's podcast and with Tim Ferriss, and just sort of gradually over time. But it's still a bit obscure. So, yeah, they go on to talk about here Joe Rogan's podcast and Dr. Dom D'Agostino. I don't know how to pronounce that. That the pharmaceutical industry is very interested in ketosis. So they're working on a pill that mimics the effects of a ketogenic diet instead of encouraging people to do it naturally. You can do it right now. So, D'Agostino and his colleagues published a study titled "The Ketogenic Diet and Hyperbaric Oxygen Therapy Prolonged Survival in Mice with Systemic Metastatic Cancer." It explains that it's already known that the ketogenic diet elevates blood ketones, has been shown to slow cancer progression in both animals and humans. The study also revealed that the ketogenic diet significantly decreased blood glucose, slowed tumor growth, and increased mean survival time by 56.8% in mice with systemic metastatic cancer. So, and it goes on to talk about it, but I guess the most interesting thing in terms of health and wellness, there's so much that we already know that can work in terms of cancer. One other thing that came across my desk is the work of a gentleman named Lakovsky, L-A-K-O-V. Let's actually look this up. Lakovsky. He was treating cancer with simple methods 100 years ago. And so was Dr. Royal Rife. Don't you love autocorrect? I absolutely love it. With the oscillating circuit, right? And he had great success. George Lakovsky, multi-wave oscillators and Rife machines, had a 98% success rate in treating fatal cancers. There's a lot that I think we know. And the ketogenic diet is just another thing I'd like to bring to your attention and the study that came out, because there's so much we know, and we just need to get the pharmaceutical industries on board. If we can release ourselves of this money control system, we can actually come out with, technologies will just explode. And again, eventually, government will be voluntary, because technology will evolve so much that people will be able to do whatever they want, even off planet, going a variety of places. And governments will be voluntary, and we won't have to worry about needing to profit and suppress technologies. I'm sure there will be technologies that will or are already quote-unquote dangerous, and there will be ways to sort of either send love in that direction or sort of harmonize yourself or surrounding areas so those things can affect you less. And things like that as things evolve. But overall, as we release these technologies and this truth and all of these things that already have existed, it's almost like parents who are worried that they're really suppressing a child. They're sheltering a child. Eventually, that child's going to wake up and understand there's so much more in the world. And the more that they suppress the child, a lot of times the crazier that child goes. So people are ready for the truth, and we just need to get everybody on board. And actually, the politicians that we need to elect and the people we need to elect are the ones most likely to talk about these things and even talk about things that, quote unquote, threaten the control structure. Because the control structure, it's not that it's a bad thing. Companies, the people at them and even at the top, they're trying to help people and make money because we do currently live by money. We free energy is not public, and everybody has to pay their bills right now. But free energy will become public. We're working on that in Venezuela. And technology will change. And when it does, everything will change. Everything will change where we don't need this control structure of money. Money can be used to trade and things of that nature. So I want to offer that to you on this episode of Believe. Again, I'm in an airport in China in Shenzhen, but I wanted to get an episode to you because it's been a while. It's been a week. We're actually moving the studio and there's a lot going on. We're building a technology company and we're trying to harmonize things and offer alternatives. And so there's a lot of free videos at youtube.com/believe loves you, at believe.love as well, our website, www.believe.love. And iTunes users, get the podcast version at believeiTunes.com, and Android users at believeandroid.com. I'm Nicholas Upchurch. I hope you've enjoyed this episode and found it informative. Leave your comments because they're so valuable, and spread the links because you are making a difference. The more you spread the links, the more comments I see, the more resources and money I can sink into this and sort of build, we can build an alternative or a new form of news where we want to cooperate. And even if we don't agree, even if, you know, some people are Republican or Democrat, or that's fine, but we can actually find common ground and we can work on solutions that are actually bigger solutions even above the debate. For example, instead of arguing about everybody having health care or no health care, how about just focusing on technologies that were being explored 30 years ago, or excuse me, 100 years ago or 70 years ago by Dr. Royal Rife and Lakovsky and the ketogenic diet that could solve the problem altogether. Now, that the pharmaceutical companies, we have to get them on board. We have to come together and release these technologies now and sort of get things out there so that we can make that transition to using money just to trade. And it will take a lot because people are afraid of this, and there are probably other influences in our world, or things that maybe we can't even see, interdimensional influences that might not want this to happen. But there are interdimensional influences that do want it to happen, that would like us to choose it, I believe. And it's our choice. And so we can love the people that want control, just like people that love their parents that are way too overreaching. But that we can also show them that there might be a different way. And you can see sometimes kids can teach their parents a lot, right? They really can. So much love to you. I hope to talk to you again soon. Leave your comments or email me, believe@believe.love. And we'll get in the studio again. We'll keep making high-quality episodes. But I really appreciate you sticking with me while I'm in China and just going through these changes. And there's so many changes going on in the world. And we're going to try to get you more and more great information that you may not see elsewhere and put it all in one place. So you're part of our community, our family. Thank you for joining us on Believe. And have a great day or night wherever you may be.